Forbes, Fortune, Time. These are among the world's best magazines, and they're all available on demand, right in your pocket with the Texture app. Texture gives you immediate and unlimited access to more than 160 titles right on your tablet and smartphone. Tons of exclusive extras and years of back issues. Explore all of the topics that interest you. Plus, get recommended articles from Texture's editorial team. Right now, Wall Street Journal listeners can try Texture for free at texture.com/Wall Street. That's texture.com/Wall Street.
Hello, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. As much as we'd like to trust our financial advisor, there could be one or two things they're not telling you. Liz Davidson of Financial Finesse joins Watching Your Wealth's Veronica Dagger for a breakdown of the important questions you need to ask.
From Wall Street to Main Street to your street, this is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. Money news that helps your bottom line.
This is Veronica Dagger, and you're listening to Watching Your Wealth, where you learn all you need to know about building your wealth and protecting your money. Liz Davidson is author of What Your Financial Advisor Isn't Telling You. She's here to talk about just that. Welcome, Liz.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. So, Liz, not all financial advisors are created equally, as we know, and some of them may not be telling you about high-fee investments they're making, right?
Yeah, that's a major issue in the industry is, you know, we're at a place where a lot of investors are not aware of the fees they're paying because it's simply taken out of the investment. So it doesn't feel like you're paying it. You know, when you hire a fee-only advisor that charges by the hour or for a financial plan, it's very, very clear what you're paying because you're writing a check. In many cases, you end up paying more when you're investing with an advisor that makes commissions on specific investments. And in some cases, it could be much more than you think. And those fees are the biggest predictor of your long-term performance. So you want to be very, very clear on what you're paying and how it compares to the average.
That's a good point. Fees can really chip away at your return over the course of time. So I think it's really important to ask your advisor, how are you being paid? Are you getting a commission on anything that I'm buying here? What's the story? Be really upfront in asking them. Don't be afraid to ask them. Now, another thing you had mentioned that advisors may not admit to is the fact is so many advisors may pitch themselves as, hey, I can do everything for you. But the reality is they may not be equipped to handle everything for us. Is that right?
Think of it this way. What if you went into your primary care physician's office and in the appointment, he or she decided to start brain surgery? The reality is it is impossible for one person to know everything about all aspects of finance in a very, very deep and meaningful way. I'm a big believer in having a financial planner that is broad and has, you know, a great deal of knowledge, ideally has a CFP, Certified Financial Planner designation, and 10-plus years experience, but there are going to be situations where you may need an accountant or you may need to speak with an estate planning attorney. And if your advisor is unwilling to let go and refer you to the right professionals, just like your primary care physician needs to refer you to the neurologist, that's a big red flag.
That's a good point. I think it's also important for consumers to know what they're looking for. If you need an attorney, speak to the attorney. If you want someone who's just going to sell stocks for you every day and help you with trading, then maybe you need a traditional broker. So it really depends on what you're looking for. And another important question to ask them is what they're going to do for you day in and day out. In the case of a long-term planner, fee-only planner, maybe it's just doing a plan every year or two and then monitoring that plan. So it's important to know that as well. Another thing you said is that some of the advisors may say or may not want to talk to you about your employee benefits because they know they're not equipped to deal with that and they may not be getting paid on that. So, but they might not necessarily tell you that they don't know what to tell you about your 401k.
Yes, and this is something that is often a very innocent mistake or something that advisors overlook without even fully realizing they're doing it. When you are an advisor in the retail market, you're not getting paid off of anyone's employee benefits, and you start to forget they even have them. And it starts to kind
Good point.
Of be just not part of your world anymore. And so you got to be very, very careful, because even the best intentioned advisors either might be assuming that you're maximizing those benefits and you're coming to them with your extra money, or, just simply so focused on the money you're bringing to them that they aren't saying to you, okay, let me look at your overall picture. What are you doing with your 401k? Are you maximizing, your health savings account at work? Do you have life insurance at work that you're taking advantage of? What's it priced? I mean, and really making sure that, you're fully tapping everything you're getting subsidized by your employer or in tax-advantaged accounts or at lower fees.
Making sure their advisor, your advisor, is asking you good questions. That's also very important. Thank you so much for joining us, Liz.
Thank you.
This has been Watching Your Wealth, a production of The Wall Street Journal. I'm Veronica Dagger. For more information, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.